All right, this is Sunday morning, June the 28th, 2020. This is the Prophet's Corner Uncut, and the title of this is A Purging is Taking Place. Purging. A purging is taking place. It looks like a big mess, but it is a purging. Matthew 3:12. Talking about Jesus here, whose fan is in his hand, he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. In the Strong's, that word there, purge, means to cleanse perfectly or to winnow. Winnow means to get rid of or remove. Okay, let me... There is a meme that I see often on social media. It is a president standing in front of Barack Obama with his finger in his chest, and POTUS is saying, "When I get done, it will be as if you were never here." The Lord says, "Don't despair by what you see, for I'm purging the land. I'm purging the law enforcement system. Corruption runs deep, and it has made its way into all things in this day and hour. You're witnessing this with your very own eyes. Violence is rampant in the streets of this nation. What has been hidden in the underworld, yes, or supposedly hidden for centuries, has now been exposed and come to the surface. What has been hidden in secret has now come abroad." X22 report said something very, very good Friday night. I haven't heard anybody else say this, but I had a witness in my spirit. He is absolutely right. Antifa is the deep state's foot soldiers. Mm-hmm. And see, they're being traced. They're being tracked. They're being hunted down. They're being taken out. See, they're the ones that do all the anarchy. Remember all the prisoners being released during the COVID-19? There was lots of prisoners they released out of prison. Really some bad people. We're talking really bad people. They let them out of prison. Well, I'm sure they're these Antifa thugs. But when he said that, I thought, I can see that. Okay. Violence is rampant in the streets of this nation. What has been hidden in the underworld, yes, were supposedly hidden for centuries, has now been exposed and come to the surface. What has been hidden in secret has now come abroad. This is Luke 8:17. For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad. The word abroad there means shining. Think about that. Shining, apparent, publicly, and external. I mean, shining bright for everybody to see. What you're about to experience is the same thing the Israelites did in Egypt when the 10 plagues came on them. The 10 plagues ravaged the land, and Pharaoh's hard heart finally relented and gave up and let my people go. My children, you like them have also been in bondage. Have no fear. You will be released. I'm setting you free, and just like the children of Israel, I'm giving you a jubilee. The Israelites faced a brave new world, and you will also. Don't be dismayed or afraid of what you see happening, or fear of what is yet to come. You're sealed. You are protected. Your ceiling is your Goshen. Goshen. All right, we're going to look at Goshen. Exodus chapter 8. All right, verse 20. Now, while this is going on, and the Lord said unto Moses, "Rise up early in the morning and stand before Pharaoh. Lo, he cometh forth to the water, and say unto him, Thus saith the Lord, Let my people go, that they may serve me. Else, if thou wilt not let my people go, behold, I will send swarms of flies upon thee. upon thy servants and upon thy people and into thy houses, and the houses of the Egyptians shall be full of swarms of flies, also the ground wherein they are. And I will sever in that day the land of Goshen, in which my people dwell, that no swarms of flies shall be there, to the end thou mayest know that I am the Lord in the midst of the earth. And I will put a division between my people and thy people. Tomorrow shall this sign be. And the Lord did so, and there was a grievous swarm of flies into the house of Pharaoh, and into his servants' houses, and into the land of Egypt. The land was corrupted by reason of the swarm of flies. But not his people, not God's people. All right, chapter 9, verse 22. And the Lord said unto Moses, stretch forth thine hand toward heaven, that there may be hail in all the land of Egypt, upon man and upon beast and upon every herb of the field throughout the land of Egypt. That's Babylon, Egypt. And Moses stretched forth his rod toward heaven, and the Lord sent thunder and hail, and the rain ran along upon the ground. And the Lord rained hail upon the land of Egypt. So there was hail and fire mingled with the hail, very grievous, such as there was none like it in all the land of Egypt since it became a nation. And the hail smote throughout all the land of Egypt, all that was in the field, both man and beast. And the hail smote every herb of the field and brake every tree of the field. Only in the land of Goshen, where the children of Israel were, was there no hail. Your Goshen is walking in the Spirit. Walk with me, listen and hear my voice, and I will keep you safe. I am the good shepherd, and I am leading you. Psalms 23, Psalms 91. Speak them every day. I would have you to be encouraged today, for the best for you is yet to come. If you find your back against the wall, I will make a way out for you. All right, Exodus 14. And the Lord spake unto Moses, verse 1, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, that they turn and camp before Pihahiroth, between Migdal and the sea, over against Baal-Zephon, there before shall ye camp, and camp by the sea. So for Pharaoh will say of the children of Israel, they are entangled in the land, the wilderness has shut them in. I will harden Pharaoh's heart, that he shall follow after them, and I will be honored upon Pharaoh, upon all his host, that the Egyptians may know that I am the Lord, and they did so. It was told the king of Egypt that the people fled, and the heart of Pharaoh and his servants was turned against the people. And they said, why have we done this, that we have let Israel go from serving us? And he made ready his chariot and took his people with him. And he took 600 chosen chariots and all the chariots of Egypt and captains over every one of them. And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he pursued after the children of Israel. And the children of Israel went out with an high hand. But the Egyptians pursued after them all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh and his horsemen and his army, and overtook them in camping by the sea, beside Pihahiroth before Baal-Zephon. And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them, and they were sore afraid, and the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord. See, it doesn't matter what they boastfully say, what their plans for this are. They're just in a script. It's just a scripted movie. We don't need to be dismayed. We win. And they said unto Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt thus with us to carry us forth out of Egypt? Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone that we may serve the Egyptians? For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. No, the truth was they were crying out to the Lord because of their bondage, and they wanted somebody to deliver them. And Moses said unto the people, fear not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you shall see them again no more forever. That's like Babylon. No more forever will anything be done in Babylon. No more forever. The Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. And the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me, speaking to the children of Israel, that they go forward? You mean into the sea? But lift up thy rod and stretch out thine hand over the sea and divide it, and the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. This was a faith journey, y'all. This is exactly what the Lord's speaking to us today to do. And I, behold, I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians, and they shall follow them, and I will get me honor upon Pharaoh and upon all his host, upon his chariots and upon his horsemen. And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord, when I have gotten me honor upon Pharaoh, upon his chariots, and upon his horsemen. And the angel of God, which went before the camp of Israel, removed and went behind them. The pillar of the cloud went from before their faces to behind them. See, after Moses made the decree, the angel started operating, making way. They hearkened unto the voice of our words. We send them on assignments. And it came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel, and it was a cloud and darkness to them, but it gave light by night to these, so that no one came near the other all the night. Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea a dry land, and the waters were divided. The children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon the dry ground, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. And the Egyptians pursued and went in after them in the midst of the sea, even all Pharaoh's horses, his chariots, and his horsemen. And it came to pass that in the morning watch the Lord looked upon the host of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and of the cloud, and troubled the host of the Egyptians, and took off their chariot wheels, that they drave them heavily, so that the Egyptians said, "Let us flee from the face of Israel, for the Lord fighteth for them against the Egyptians." And the Lord said unto Moses, "Stretch out thine hand over the sea, that the waters may come up again upon the Egyptians, upon their chariots, and upon their horsemen." Moses stretched forth his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to his strength when the morning appeared, and the Egyptians fled against it. And the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. The waters returned and covered the chariots and the horsemen, all the host of Pharaoh that came to the sea after them. There remained not so much as one of them, but the children of Israel walked upon dry land in the midst of the sea, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. Thus the Lord saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians dead on the seashore. And Israel saw the great work which the Lord did upon the Egyptians, and the people feared the Lord and believed the Lord and his servant Moses. You know, when they were going to go in and do the domes, one of their first considerations was to flood all the domes. But the domes run so deep that they felt like it would upset the, whatever it is, the ocean. Mm-hmm. It would cause a lot of problems. So they decided not to do that. But I was thinking, that's like this. The enemies were drowned in the sea. Just flood them all out. Kill them all out. Like Noah. The day of Noah. Yeah. All right. Don't be dismayed or afraid of what you see happening, or fear of what is yet to come. You're sealed, you're protected, your ceiling is your Goshen. Okay, I just read those two to you. This is a time for you to enjoy the show, the greatest show in earth. You will see my mighty hand at work just like they did. No one will be able to deny what they will witness. I thoroughly purged Egypt, Babylon, and it will wipe it out for good this time. Can't wait. Revelation 18. And after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. You know why he can destroy Babylon now? We've been calling for it. His kingdom come. His will be done in earth as it is in heaven. The angel came down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lighted with his glory, and he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, "Babylon the great is fallen, has become the habitation of devils, the hold of every foul spirit, and the cage of every unclean and hateful bird." This is what it is, folks, when it talks about the battle of Armageddon, when the fowl of the air are going to come and eat the flesh, drink the blood of kings and rulers. That's this right here. "For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. The kings of the earth have committed fornication with her. The merchants of the earth are waxed rich, the abundance of her delicacies. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, 'Come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. For her sins have reached unto heaven.'" The only sins that I can recall that God ever said he heard it from heaven, or he had to come down to, and he heard the screams and the screeches. Sodom and Gomorrah. in the days of Noah, they were doing their pedo, child sacrifice, adrenochrome drinking, cannibalism. For her sins have reached unto heaven. Abortion, the most heinous crime there's ever been on humanity. God hath remembered her iniquities. Reward her even as she rewarded you, and double unto her double according to her works, and the cup which she hath filled, fill to her double. How much she hath glorified herself and lived deliciously, so much torment and sorrow give her. For she saith in her heart, I sit a queen, and am no widow, and shall see no sorrow. This is exactly the way they felt. They never thought she would lose. Therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she shall be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord God who judgeth her. And the kings of the earth who have committed fornication, live deliciously with her, shall bewail her and lament for her when they shall see the smoke of her burning. Standing afar off for the fear of her torment, saying, Alas, alas, that great city Babylon, that mighty city, for in 1 hour is thy judgment come. And the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buyeth their merchandise any more. The merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones and of pearls and fine linen and purple and silk and scarlet and all fine wood and all manner vessels of ivory and all manner vessels of most precious wood and of brass and iron and marble and cinnamon and odors and ointments and frankincense and wine and oil and fine flour and wheat and beasts and sheep and horses and chariots and slaves and souls of men. And the fruits that thy soul lusted after are departed from thee. It's all coming to us. And all things which were dainty and goodly and departed from them, and thou shalt find them no more at all. Remember the word where the Lord said, from their rich, lavish mansions and their bunkers to a pot and a cot. Or some of them swinging by a noose. Yeah. And the merchants of these things which are made rich by her shall stand afar off for the fear of her torment, weeping and wailing and saying, Alas, alas, that great city that was clothed in fine linen and purple and scarlet and decked with gold and precious stones. That is the Vatican right there, part of the three city states. For in 1 hour so great riches has come to naught, and every shipmaster and all the company and ships and sailors and as many as strayed by sea stood afar off. The shipping war's over. We've gotten our republic back. No longer under the, what is the decision, 1871? Mm-hmm. And cried when they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, What city is like unto this great city? And they cast dust on their heads and cried, weeping and wailing, saying, Alas, alas, that great city wherein were made rich all that its ships in the sea by reason of her costliness. For in 1 hour she is made desolate. Rejoice over her, thou heaven, and ye holy apostles and prophets, for God hath avenged you on her. And a mighty angel took up a stone like a millstone and cast it into the sea, saying, Thus with violence shall the great city of Babylon be overthrown down and shall be found no more at all. My favorite part of that. No more at all. And the voice of harpers and musicians and of pipers and trumpeters. They were talking about Hollywood here. Shall be heard no more at all in thee, and no craftsman of whatsoever craft he be, professional sports, whatever, all of them that got into this, shall be found any more in thee, and the sound of the millstone shall be heard no more at all in thee, and the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee, the voice of the bridegroom and the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee, for thy merchants were the great men of the earth, for by thy sorceries were all nations deceived. You can see that plain. In her was found the blood of prophets and of saints and of all that were slain upon the earth. There's a real pushback upon white people and especially Christians right now. There is one, I forget the state, I don't know if it's a mayor or a governor, that said everyone in the city except for white people don't have to wear masks. And I'm thinking, you know, no more at all in thee. No more are they going to call the shots over us ever again. ever again. So this is a warning to you. Don't be dismayed at what is coming. Do not fear. Stay in faith. This is God's big show. He is doing it. He's bringing Babylon down. The roots of that tree, Nebuchadnezzar's tree, is being plucked up by the roots. The stone is breaking the statue and it's been ground to powder. It says in one day, I'm going,